Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Story Shop. I'm Aunt Sally.
And I'm Princess Tamalpa. Do you feel like traveling today, Aunt Sally?
Sure. Where are we going?
Denmark, the home of Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh, he's the man who wrote so many of our most popular fairy tales, like Thumbelina and the Ugly Duckling?
Yes, and the Snow Queen and the Littlest Mermaid.
I'll bet I know one of his stories that you listeners haven't heard before. It's called It's Perfectly True.
It's true! It's perfectly true! Such dreadful business! I'm glad I don't live in that part of town!
It's dreadful business to happen in a hen house! I wouldn't dare sleep alone tonight! Thank goodness there are so many of us hens up here on the perch!
And then she told the story she had heard in such a way that the feathers of the other hens stood on end as she spoke, and even the rooster's comb drooped. It's perfectly true. But let's begin at the beginning. It happened in a hen house at the other end of town. The sun went down, and the hens flew up to their perch. One of them was a white-feathered, short-legged little thing who laid her eggs regularly, a most respectable hen in every way. She settled on the perch, preening herself, which is like combing her feathers. As she did this, one tiny feather fluttered down.
Well, that old feather's gone. It pays to keep oneself up. The more I preen, the prettier I shall be.
She was only kidding, you know. She may have been a little too chatty, but as we have said, she was most respectable. Then she fell asleep. The moon shone in through a crack in the chicken coop, right into the eyes of the white hen's neighbor, keeping her awake. Now they were all packed so closely together on the perch that, well, the hen's neighbor couldn't help but hear what the white hen said, and couldn't resist telling her neighbor on the other side.
Bark, 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 bark. Did you hear? Well, my dear, I won't mention names, bark, 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 but there's one hen I know who is going to pluck out all her feathers just because she thinks it makes her look smart. Humph! If I were a rooster, bark, 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 I should simply treat her with the greatest contempt.
Above the hens lived Mother Owl, Father Owl, and all the little owls. They were a sharp-eared family, and they heard every word. They rolled their eyes, and old Mother Owl flapped her wings over the ears of her children.
Ooh, don't listen. You heard what she said, though, and so did I. Ooh, upon my word, what next? Some chicken is sitting there plucking out her feathers with the rooster looking on the whole time.
Hoot, hoot, mother, please. Little pitchers have big ears and so do owlets. Be careful what you say.
Hoot, hoot, oh, father, but I shall have to tell the owl across the road. She's somebody well worth associating with, you know.
And off she flew to spread the news. And the two neighbors hooted together outside the pigeon house.
Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news?
Toot! There is a hen who has pulled out all her feathers just to please the rooster. She's freezing to death if she isn't dead already. Toot! 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 Toot!
Pigeons want to hear all about it.
In the yard across the road. I saw it, so to speak, with my own eyes. It's not at all a nice story to tell. But it's perfectly true.
Cooed the pigeons, and they immediately flew down to tell the story in the chicken run below.
There's a hen. In fact, some say there are two hens who have plucked out all their feathers to be different from the rest and to attract the attention of the rooster. It was certainly a dreadful thing to do, what with the risk of chills and fever, and they caught cold and died, both of them.
Wake up! Wake up!
The rooster flew up onto the fence. He was still half asleep, but he crowed all the same.
Three hens have died of a broken heart, all for the sake of the rooster. They've plucked out all their feathers, and now they are dead. It's a dreadful business, it really is, but it's no good trying to keep it quiet. Tell anyone you please.
We'll tell.
Squeaked the bats, rustling in the hollow tree. The rooster crowed, the hens clucked, bah, 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 tell, tell, tell. And so the story flew from one hen house to another until at last it came back to the place where it really started.
Bark, 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 five hens.
That's how it was told.
Bark, 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 five hens have plucked out all their feathers to show which one has lost the most weight for love of the rooster. Then they pecked at one another until they all five dropped down dead. Bawk, 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 a shame and a disgrace to their relations, and a serious loss to their owner.
The hen who had dropped the little loose feather naturally didn't recognize her own story, and as she was a respectable hen, she exclaimed,
I despise such hens, plucking out all their feathers indeed. But there are others just as bad. Things like that ought not to be hushed up. I must do what I can to make certain that the story gets into the papers. Then it will soon be known throughout the county, and it will surely serve the wretches right and their relations, too. Plucking out feathers, good gracious!
And it was put into the papers, all clearly written in plain print. And it's perfectly true. One little feather can easily become five hens.
Well, that just goes to prove that you can't believe everything you hear, Aunt Sally.
Especially if it's told by hens, roosters, and owls.